السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته حضرة المفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful day of the Jumu'ah. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى grant you and the family afiyat and the entire ummah afiyat as well. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Barakallahu feekum, Salim Kareem and family. Jazakallahu khairan to our Junaid Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli swadri wa yassirli amri. وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the day Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week, Yawm al-Jumu'ah, Friday. And Alhamdulillah, it is the 9th of Jumad al-Ula, 1447, in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Majlul Aqsa, Palestine, South Africa, and 95% of the cities and countries of the world. And today, we focus on chapter 57, Suratul Hadid, the steel and iron, and verses 26 and 27. What does Almighty Allah Jalla Wala inform us? وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ. Wow, atifa, in conjunction. Lam, lam qasam, to take an oath. So, walillahi, qad, for tawkeed and taqeed. So, the translation will read, walillahi qad, and by Almighty Allah, definitely, surely, positively, arsalna, we sent. Who's we? Almighty Allah, jalla wala. Why does he use the plural? It is a symbol and sign of reverence and respect in Semitic languages. Remember, Arabic means I am Semite. A Palestinians are Semite. So these Jutlas, Haramis, murderers, war criminals, when they say anti-Semite, they use it only for themselves. And today the whole world has seen all their tricks and their criminality and how ethnic cleansing takes place. And for 77, 78, 79, 80 years, they are guilty already of war crimes, you must remember, in the land of occupied Palestine. So Almighty Allah uses the plural, the royal pronoun, to stamp His majesty, authority, and sovereignty. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ. And by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we sent Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Noah, and wa Ibrahim and Abraham, peace be upon all of them. Let's analyze these names. Nuh, Nun, Waw, Ha. And if you want to keep it for a girl, for your beloved daughter, Nuha, N-U-H-A-H. And Ibrahim, Ibrahim, will mean, what is Nuh meaning? To console people. In their time of difficulty, somebody passed away, somebody is kidnapped, somebody is hijacked, Allah forbid, al-iyazu billah, you go there and you console with them. You give them courage, you give them consolation. So that is Nuh. Excellent name. His name is Nami Noah, as you will say, Noah in the ark. So Nuh alayhi salam and his safina, and Allah made it a sign for all the people in the world, as mentioned in the Quran. I'll give you the reference now. So remember that Nuh alayhi salatu salam's name and nami mentioned 43 times in the noble Quran, and chapter 71 is dedicated to him. So therefore, these are excellent names to keep. And wa Ibrahim, Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam's name, Nami, Ismi Grami, mentioned 69 times in the Noble Quran, and chapter 14 dedicated to him. See, and what else we find? The meaning of Ibrahim. Ibrahim means Abun Rahim, the compassionate father, the father who's very, very kind and compassionate. فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. Noah stayed amongst his people for 950 years. Remember, amongst human beings, he had one of the longest lives. Jinnat and dead live even longer. The invisible creation created from smokeless fire, min nari samum. But amongst human beings, he's one of the longest living. And obviously, he passed away already. So this is enshrined in chapter 29, Surah An-Kabut, the spider, and verse number 14. فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ. Hence we rescued him, you see. We sent for the people the deluge and the tsunami and the floods, and they all drowned in it. His son also drowned, dispatched to the hellfire. His wife also dispatched to the hellfire. فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ. Hence, subsequently, consequently, we rescued him, we saved him. وَأَصْحَابَ السَّفِينَةِ. And the people in the ark, in the boat, in the ship. وَجَعَلْنَاهَا آيَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we made it, the boat, the ark, the ship, a sign for humanity, for posterity, for all the creations of Almighty Allah Jalla Wa'ala. So there, and then it carries on with the story and incident of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So read chapter 29, verse 14, 15, 16, and so forth. So here, Almighty Allah is speaking about these two mighty messengers, right? وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِمَ النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابِ. And we placed, again Allah stamping His majesty, authority, sovereignty, فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِمَا, in their progeny. So after Nuh alayhi salatu salam, we find he was a prophet, messenger, not so famous, but he is a messenger and a prophet selected by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, not elected by people. Sheesh alayhi salam. So Sheen Yasa. So Sheesh alayhi salatu salam. So from their progeny, we find that these prophets and messengers came. For Ibrahim, and from Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam. When he was 86 years old, his honorable wife, Sayyida Hajar radiallahu anha, she gave birth to him, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam. And from Nabi Ismail, what the Juddas Harami say, Ismail. So remember, the final and the last messenger came, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that was one of the main reasons they rejected the message and the messenger. They were sure that the last and final messenger and prophet would come from the progeny of Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. But Allah Jalla wa'ala does as He pleases. His hikmatullah, His baligha, His perfect wisdom. And we with our puny little brains, what can we understand? It's beyond our perception, comprehension. So no other prophet came from the Banu Ismail, from the progeny of Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. But Khatamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, the most mahbub subhani, the most beloved to Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. And remember that when he was 100 years old, then from Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha, she gave birth to Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. Then he got married, then his wife gave birth, you must remember, to who? Remember that Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. Nabi Yaqub, Jacob, his title is Israel. Then all the Israelite prophets, wa Zakariya, wa Yahya, wa Isa, wa Ilyas, all of them, Nabi Dawood, Nabi Suleiman, all Israelite prophets. So from Jacob's time, you must remember Yaqub alayhi salam's time, right to Jesus' time. Jesus is the last messenger and prophet of the Israelite prophets and messengers. Then came, after 600 years, Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the auspicious honorable birth of the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. And then the international constitution and global message for all times, all places took place. So this is how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala used them, Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam and their progeny. And remember Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and their progeny. Fi dhurriyatihim an-nubuwwata wal-kitab. Kitab in the meaning of kutub. The divine books and scriptures were revealed. Wa atayna Dawuda zabura. Zabur, the Psalms were revealed to David. He's not only a king, he's a prophet and messenger. But these Jutlas, Harabis, they're not worried about that. They're only worried about money. So they call him King David. For them to be a king is more important than being a prophet and a messenger. Remember that with the Jutlas and the Jews. So therefore, King David always. And then وَآتِنَاهُ الْإِنْجِيلِ, as you will do in today's lesson. And for him, Jesus, peace be upon him, Allah gave him the gospel. And for Musa alayhi salam, Allah blessed him with the Torah. All these are the Israelite prophets and messengers. So, and the final one came to him, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because the previous nations and generations corrupted their divine texts, remember, and their divine books and so forth. So, al-kitab, the books, the divine books and scriptures. Then what happened to all these people? Majority of them, what they did, and few of them, the minority, فَمِنُهُمْ مُوتَدْ. So some of them, they were on the right path. They accepted the Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam. They accepted Jesus, peace be upon him, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. And then they accepted him, Mustafa, Habibuna, Rahmatul Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala an. Minimum, according to ulama and scholars, he lived for 250 years. He's buried there, you must remember, in Madain there in Iraq. And what do you see? That Abdullah ibn Salam, the rabbi, how he embraced Islam and so forth. But they're in a minority. Majority of them, like today, 8 billion plus people on this earth. If you want to just take round figures, so this also is exaggeration. That 1 billion are Muslim. All that talk of Muslims, the 2 billion is all bunkum, remember that. They include the Shias and the Qadianis and Agakhanis and every Harkus, Wanakus, Dhamba, Wadamba, every Tom, Dick and Harry and Mary and so forth. All nonsense talk, all that. So 1 billion also is too much, but anyway, we will say we 10% of the world population today. If you take true Muslims, and that also is a little bit exaggeration, but anyway, we'll settle for that. Then the majority are who? 90% are non-Muslims. وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. And majority of them, of these people, they are fasiq. Fasiq means you draw a circle, and then you go out of that circle. So that is called fisq. That is called fasiq. The transgressors, the people who go beyond the boundaries and parameters designated by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla himself. We should understand the philology, tarikhul alfaz. Then you will understand the glory, beauty, style and diction of the noble Quran. Allah Jalla wa Jalla loves us the most. He created this entire cosmos and universe for our benefit. And for our benefit, he sent the prophets and messengers from time to time. And he divined, and the divine scriptures and books were revealed to these prophets and messengers so that they could teach us what is the true and the correct message of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. See what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states. هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا. He Almighty Allah created لكم إلام للنفع. For your benefit, O human being, you are the masterpiece of Allah's creation. On Saturday, Allah created, started creating this universe. And on Thursday, he completed it. So now the cosmos, the universe is ready. The planet Earth is ready for human beings. Then, خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Then on the Friday, يوم الجمعة, today, خَلَقْتُهُ بِيَدَيَّ. I created him with my own hands, Almighty Allah says. What are indeed the hands of Almighty Allah? لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing of Almighty Allah resembles the creation. And nothing of this universe and creation resembles Allah. Everything of Allah is unique, and it is His unique feature and His peculiar features and so forth. We will never understand it. Everything of ours is limited, and His everything is infinite. And وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ, chapter 112, the third last chapter of the Noble Quran, verse 4. There is nobody, nothing on par with Allah, equal to Allah. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا, He created for your benefit whatever is on this earth. We see the clouds, we see the stars, we see the sun, the moon, the lakes, the ocean. Not ocean basket, remember that. That father, grandfather asked his grandson, you see, you got exam tomorrow. He said, yes, meaning today. Said, what? He said, geography. He said, name one ocean. So he said, ocean basket. Whole day, kana, pina, sona, pahana. Their life rotates around that. Just eat, drink, sleep, and visit the toilet, and so forth. Shaitan haramis. خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا, so Allah made it subservient for us, subjugated it for us. Chapter number 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 29. So everything you will find in the Quran Sharif. Now see, Allah Ta'ala is teaching us how people go astray. ثُمَّ, subsequently, قَفَّيْنَا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ بِرُسُلِنَا, قَفَّيْنَا أَتْبَعْنَا, then we followed it up. You see that? After Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, then came Abraham, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, then Nabi Ismail, Nabi Ishaq, Nabi Yaqub, the Israelite prophets, ala asarihim, in their footsteps. In their footsteps, meaning in quick succession. They followed how when you are walking on the beach, you must remember that al-aqdam tadullu. So you must remember al-insan, when you're walking there, you leave that footprint, so that shows there was some human being here. What size 6 shoes, size 10 shoes, and I'm walking size 13 shoes there, you see. So you will see a quick succession. So then we send in quick succession these prophets. Birusulina, our prophets, our messengers, selected by us and not elected by people. And they all are ma'asum and protected by divine protection from all vices and sins. Then came the last final messenger of the Israelites. وَقَفَّيْنَا وَأَتْبَعْنَا, and then we sent him, Jesus, بِإِسَى بَنِ مَرْيَمَ, Isa alayhi salam was a Palestinian, Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha, Palestinian, Isa, fair in complexion, his name Nami, Ispigrami, mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran, and her, his mother, Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha, so remember her name Nami, Ismigrami, mentioned 34 times in the Noble Quran. The only lady whose name is mentioned explicitly in the Quran. And chapter number 19. So you must remember that is Surah Maryam. And it has 98 verses. You see that 98 verses in Surah Maryam. So we should know all these things there. When you're a lover of Quran, then every day you have to learn more and more and more. You see that? So that is how Almighty Allah elevated her rank and status. And Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha, what about her parents? So her father's name Imran and mother's name Hanna. That Maryam means Abida, the worshipper of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And you mothers, sisters, always you're looking for different names. You got your beloved Ladi, Sahib Zadi, Dikri, your wife, your daughter-in-law gave birth. And they all three gave birth to daughters. So name one Maryam. Name one Batul, the one who moved away from the toxic society and came to a pure place. You see that? And third one will be Azra, the virgin. One day I heard Tutu, you know Bishop Tutu, he said whether you accept Jesus to be born miraculously or through a father, Joseph, not Joseph Carpenter, and Jelly said Joseph Najjar, so Yusuf Najjar. So Joseph the carpenter, he said, for us in the Anglican Church, both is acceptable. It's 100% blasphemous to say that, as far as we Muslims are concerned. You need to understand our belief. And to say, to use ladies' name in public is haram. And all. How you can say it's haram? Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, every day we teaching hadith and so forth with Allah's help. Her name Nami Ismi Grami mentioned 2,210 times. And yes, Sayyidina Maryam, her son, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, born miraculously 25 times and her name 34 times. So how are you going to reconcile that? Surah Maryam, chapter 19, 98 verses. You must say it is better to conceal the name. That is right. But to say it haram, that is totally wrong. So you must keep everything in the proper perspective. Too much ghulu, you're going to too much extreme. Remember that. Different ulama, different people and murids and all these type of things. You're going a little bit crazy if you ask me. So you must remember this. وَقَفَّيْنَا بِإِيسَى بَنِ مَرْيَمَ وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْإِنْجِيلِ And we gave him the gospel. All the previous books and scriptures were revealed. One shot to the respective prophet and messenger. What indeed is the meaning of Injil, the gospel. You see that? So Jesus is going to teach the people, and before receiving the books, the divine scripture, they used to fast and all that. Then, وَجَعَلْنَا فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ And we made in the hearts of those people who followed him, immaculately, the pure Christians, who were really good Christians, the أَحْوَارِيِّينَ, the people who wore white clothes, رَعَفَتَوْ وَرَحْمَةً Ra'fatau, that they showed compassion from the inner recesses of their hearts, wa rahma, and externally. So they're very kind, compassionate people initially. Then they wanted to become more pious. Allah didn't tell them to do that. Then what they did, they became tariqud dunya. They divorced the world and detached the world. And then there were some kings and rulers and emperors that were tanpur dictators oppressing the people. So they fled the people and the world and went to stay in a mountain, stay in a village and stay in some cave and what have you, you see. وَرَهْبَانِيَّةً إِبْتَدَعُوهَا And this monasticism, to become a monk and all that. إِبْتَدَعُوهَا So you join it with نُونَ قُتْنِ You see that noon is a cotton, now you join the fabric. Yeah, you join in the words. And وَرَهْبَانِيَّةً إِبْتَدَعُوهَا So they invented it, they introduced it. Therefore, bid'ah is called bid'ah. You introduce something which is not part of Islam. So that is the same word here. مَا كَتَبْنَاهَا عَلَيْهِمْ We did not impose it upon them. But they did it. إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ But to please Allah. So some of them were really sincere, devoted, dedicated initially. فَمَا رَأَوْهَا حَقَّ رِعَيَتِهَا Then they could not fulfill the rights of it. Now you see today, if you speak of the Catholic Church, you speak of any church, it is, remember that, people will say it is synonymous with pedophilia. That they busy with their rifles and busy with the lighties. You see that? Rifle repairs the haramis. إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ فَمَا رَأَوْهَا حَقَّ رِعَيَتِهَا They could not fulfill that. And they go astray. So everything in life, we must follow the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah, the Sahaba, the Awliyaullah, and the four schools, then we are on Sirat al-Mustaqim, on the right path. فَآتَيْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ Hence we gave the reward to those of them who had true Iman, the full reward. They brought Iman, Islam in the true sense. But majority of them today also, وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ That they are the transgressors, they diverted, deviated, and led their people astray. Go ask Pope Benedict, go ask Pope Francis, go and ask Pope Leo, is your religion, Christianity, really the true religion? You will see, they will give you such answers that are with a forked tongue, just like the Jutlas, you must remember. Layyam bi'al-sinatihim. They can never give you a straight answer. They don't even have a single copy of the Injil, the Gospel. That same Gospel that was revealed to Jesus, peace be upon him. They don't even have a single copy in the original language of the Torah that was revealed to Nabi Musa, Moses, peace be upon him. They have so many different versions of the Torah, Injil, and Bible. So they had the King James Version. Now they got a new one. the New King James Version. How many versions you guys going to have, Christians and Jews and Haramis, that you are having so many versions that even the virgins are confused? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the 9th of Jumad al-Ula, 1447, we present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Our Hamas, our brothers, we take them as our leaders, so they return the bodies of two jutlas and haramis, and the jutlas have confirmed, yes, indeed, these are the Jews. And one Jutla soldier got so crazy, he committed suicide because they murdered and martyred so many babies and children and innocent people. Now their conscience cannot live with it. You see, they can't live with their conscience, so they just pull the trigger and something and dispatch straight to hell. It's a haramis. Allah will punish them locally, nationally, internationally, the Jutlas and Jews, wherever they are. And this is enshrined in the noble Quran. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. That surely, you must remember, Allah will continuously punish them till the day of justice. Israel, violations are over 100. And this is, I don't give you news from my pocket. Go to the Washington Post. They are telling you in simple words, you all are the swines and the pigs. They are telling you, you are the monkeys and the donkeys. They are telling you, you are the dogs and the scum of this earth, the worst of the worst. The world is seeing what Judaism today stands for. You'll hijack the whole Jewish religion and Judaism with your Zionism, you haramis. Therefore, people hate you, detest you, and despise you because you are a cursed nation. You people who are going for Umrah, speak to your agents. The Arab media have said yesterday, your visas from time of issue will no more be valid for 3 months and 90 days. Umrah visas are only valid now for 30 days. So all of you going for Umrah and all that, you better check your visa and consult your agents and travel agents and so forth. Listen to what Quran says. Ba'asuhum baynahum shadeed. The war amongst the Jews is very severe. Tahsabuhum jami'an wa qulubuhum shatta. You thought that they are united. Why is their heart and hearts are totally dismantled? You understand? There are people who are fragmented and disunited. You see, Quran says, chapter 59, verse 14. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They have no common sense. Common sense is not common among the Jutlas. So now 200,000. Can you believe that, Judain Buddha? Jinnat Buddha? 200,000 Jutlas marching yesterday. They call them the Haridam, not Hari Hari, Hari Krishna, Hari Rama. They got their own thing going, you see that? So these are the Jutlas, Haridam, Haridam. You see, they make dum dum. So 200,000 Jutlas marching against conscription and army. They walk with big, big banners and said, prison is better for us than the army, you see. They say, we're dead against the state of Israel. We don't believe in it. We're not supposed to have Israel. Give it back to the Palestinians. Enru the harami. Now all the, you see, the papa come and dance now, you see. That is what you mean, the papa shall dance. So now Andrew is stripped of everything. His brother, King Charles, said, you no more Prince Andrew. You are Andrew Windsor, and you can't stay here. You will pack up and foot sack from here. Foot sack means you kick them out, you dump them, you see. How you tell a dog, come on, get away from here, you foot sack, like that. So just imagine the disgrace. And for him, you understood? Because he was busy in the Lolita. He was busy with Epstein. He was busy with the prostitutes and all the young girls and all that. Chapter 22, verse 18. You must remember that. And that is, وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِيمٍ. When Allah disgraces a person, none can give him honor. Imagine the tabloids in Britain. They're having a field day and they're making the royal family. You might just scrap this monarchy. They corrupted to the core if you read about them. So what's so good about Charles? He was busy committing adultery whilst he was married to Diana. And like Diana said, you play with your chameleon, I will play with my trainer. You see, horse trainer. They were doing some other horse business. You must remember these things here. So that is all these haramis put together. Now what has happened? The Epstein file, everybody is hiding it, you see that. Because Clinton's name is there, Obama's name is there. And you must remember this Andrew's name is there. MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan of Saudi Arabia, his name is there. So they're paying billions. Hey, don't divulge it. But Allah got his own system, you see. Virginia, the lady who was raped and so forth when she was 15 years old or younger and so forth by various people, you see that. So by him also, you must remember Andrew, she says, one in the tape message. So yesterday we received it. We also got context, you see, Allah sends it to us. She says that the worst of the worst was Obama. He used to come there to Lolita, to Epstein, and get all the small lighties and the boys and go and sodomize them. That are your leaders. You see that? They're the corrupt swines and pigs they are, remember that. Obama, if you know anything about him, is the guy who used the most drones while he was president. You must remember that. And he used to fire it to Pakistan and Waziristan. They asked him, why the hell are you doing this? He said, no, I want to show them how strong we are. You see, now how strong you are. Humiliated, disgrace. Jamaica, all three airports are now open for the aid to come after the hurricane, you see, Melissa. Trump, another harami, you see. I love the article our Honorable Ustad wrote, you see. Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib, Hafizullah of the Majlis, he said, this imbecile, this clown, you see. 100% correct. Harami, add that word also. Now, remember under Biden, they had there, the cap was 125,000 refugees, you see, could come into America. With Trump, he says 7,500 refugees from next year, 2026. And that's the maximum, the cap, the maximum. And majority of them will be the Burkis, will be the white South Africans. Yellow Bura, well, America, Khan, Futsek, no, Khan, no. What were Wachyele for Volkhande Jahr? Futsek, no. So how my Afrikaans is still all right? I see, not bad. I thought I'll get stuck, but the words came out, mashallah. So there's a message for our Burkis. You see that? You want to go? Get out. You're no loss to us. You must remember that. And you, ANC, you see, you are bootlickers. That's the trouble with you. You must tell those Burkis and them that you want to go to America or any country, you Futsek. And Mamnu Uddukhul, you can't come back, finish in club. See these whiteys, what they did. I met them. If you go to Australia, you will meet the indigenous people. They call them the Aborigines. Yvonne Gulagong. You know Yvonne Gulagong. Yvonne Gulagong was a tennis player. So we used to love tennis, we used to go to school. So one, two times we drop school, you see. We go there to check the tennis. You must remember in the early 70s. And we saw Arthur Ashe. That time he was allowed to come to South Africa. Honorary white status, Arthur Ashe. And then Yvonne Gulagong. So that was a funny name, but she was, you know, playing tennis. So we used to drop school to go see all this. Yeah, all haram business, but we were young. Now what can we do? We make tawbah, Allah forgive us. So now this Victoria government of Australia, so now they say they're making peace with the Aborigines. When I went there to Australia, Mahmood Surti was my host, Twiggy. So Twiggy is an interesting guy, let me tell you that. He came for a hajj with us also. So anyway, so I told him, Twiggy, to Mahmood, me, I want to meet these people. So he took me, you see, we have to go meet them. So Trump says, and Vance says, we're testing the nuclear. Right, test it. Putin say, you test and I test. And you know who got more powerful weapons and so forth. So they're all preparing for World War III. And America will get the good threshing, inshallah. Xi, you see, Xi, XI, the leader and premier of China, he humiliated Trump in their meeting in South Korea. You know why? Trump says, we had a wonderful meeting, amazing discussion. Xi didn't buy that story of his because he knows that this guy is a serial liar, just like Netanyahu, both haramis. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin. If you know anything of America, shutdown started on 1 October. Today is what, Junaid Mota? 31 October. What they worry about the public? So remember, the public will suffer from tomorrow. The food stamps and all that, they be big problem. Inshallah, they will head for civil war. Trump sent the biggest ship to the Caribbean there. He wants to bring regime change there in Venezuela. Because of their oil and that, what they believe in, a holy war. Their wars are all oil, not holy wars. It is our oily wars, remember that. Okay, next one, Macron. So he's at the record low levels. Trump, 40 points, his popularity dropped, 40 points, you know. So he's humiliated, disgrace. And as Macron is still working it out, whether his wife, you see, that Bridget, she's a male or female. These are the haramis, men. Can't they even just resign and get out from the radar? So people marching at the UAE embassy. This is very interesting. You guys know Dubai. You guys know Abu Dhabi. I've been there so many times, but my heart will never allow me, inshallah, to sit on another Emirates plane after what they did to our Palestinians and stabbed them in the back. And remember what they are doing in Sudan. So yesterday, 460, 470 people, day before yesterday, killed in the hospitals. And now these people giving them arms, United Arab Emirates. Understand this point I'm making you, the people, Radio Al-Ansar International, and your Marcus Sahaba. Every program of mine is recorded by the Jutlas and the Arabs also. And everyone, we send out the podcast. We've got nothing to fear. The biggest thing, MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, and the MBZ of Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Murtad bin Zindiq, fear the most is criticism publicly. So this is very good for us. Allah is disgracing them. What the hell are you guys doing in Sudan? You're doing their ethnic cleansing, war crimes, crimes against humanity, sending arms there, doing the dirty work of America and so forth. So now thousands of people marching there in London in front of the United Arab Embassy. And you, Jamiat Ulama Natal, very good. We salute you. You prepared a wonderful lecture for the Ulama. I hope the Ulama wake up a little bit. So today, Juma, speak of Sudan and Darfur and so forth. Erdogan of Turkey tells Germany's leader, can't you see there's a genocide going there? You're blind or what? Because Germany is still supporting Israel. And thereafter, the airports open, the airport opens there in Goma. Do you know where's Goma? Goma is there in Congo. It was closed for 9 months, and now they're going to open it very soon. You see that? There also, the Jutlas are putting their ugly nose there. Next one, Sahuk. Don't forget, Sahuk is your last day today. All of you who registered, they told you their nonsense story of non-refundable. You don't worry about that. Yesterday I was busy. I slept 12 o'clock at night. You know how many people wanted the Sahuk forms? So we were busy sending out to them all that. So today is your D-Day. Collect all the money from Sahuk. 48 million they got there. South Africa removed from the grey list, so now they'll get more loans. Walmart is another harami. I went to visit them in America, you see that? So they're opening their first branch here in South Africa in Clearwater Mall. This is here in Johannesburg, West Rand. Yeah, in Lanesia, you saw Junaid Mota, how busy is there. That road you come in the morning, 2 o'clock. So Lanesia, the big mall here, started yesterday, today, tomorrow. It'll be crazy here, you must remember. So if you come into lands, come early, otherwise you'll get caught up in the traffic. Anybody, you got nikah announcements and all that, please send it now, 0084-786-3132. And that is between 10 and 10:30, your son, daughter, grandchildren, getting married in South Africa or London or wherever, or Leicester. So send it, and then Mozahid between 10 and 10:30, inshallah. Well, you must remember, announce it. Then our time, 11:06 or so, will be the khutbah in Makkah Mukarramah, the khutbah by Mahir Muaykili, and then Medina Munawwara of that, Abdul Bari Subaiti. We will take the Makkah one, and then we will be in Nigel, and by Ayub Suleiman, known as Babu. So inshallah, 12:30 Azan, Masjid Khalid bin Walid. Mackenzie Park, you see, Mackenzie Well, not Mackenzie Park, Mackenzie Well in Nigel, and Masjid Khalid bin Walid, and then 12:40 the lecture. And there's a big thing going about Albert Luthuli. I have his life history, so you must read there. You will find one named E.V. Muhammad. E.V. Muhammad is there in Stenger. He passed away. So he is my father-in-law's brother. You see, big politician. When I used to meet him, I used to ask him, tell me about Luthuli. So he was Luthuli's driver, you see. You must read about them. Fascinating it is. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.